Good afternoon and welcome to the next panel. As we reflect about the varieties of conservative thought and that great question that has already energized our proceedings, what is conservatism? I am reminded of a speech that a young British member of parliament or candidate for parliament apparently gave some years ago, in which he zestfully defended the Tory platform and then concluded, "These are our principles. If you do not like them, we have others." In the spring of 1956, William F. Buckley Jr. wrote to Russell Kirk that they were living in a time when, in the words of Buckley, the very nature of conservatism is being re-examined. 62 years later, that re-examination continues. The quest for philosophical order, in which Buckley, Dr. Kirk, and other conservative intellectuals engaged, has ebbed and flowed over the years, but it has never stopped. An interesting datum to ponder. Today's conference is but the latest installment in a long and at times disputatious conversation. The Philadelphia Society was founded in part to facilitate this conversation and to embody the conviction that most intellectuals on the right, whether they called themselves classical liberals, libertarians, traditionalists, or something else, had sufficient common ground for fruitful dialogue and for cooperation in resistance to multiple challenges from the left. Thus, the Society, in its statement of purpose, has sought to deepen the intellectual foundations of a free and ordered society and to broaden the understanding of its basic principles and traditions. Notice these words: free and ordered society, principles and traditions. Carefully chosen words, I think, that reflect the different perspectives, Frank Meyer would have said emphases, of the libertarians and the traditionalists. The intellectual rationale that underlay this evolving alliance was something that came to be called fusionism, a term which we have heard many times already today. It reminds me of F. Scott Fitzgerald's remark that the test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. By this standard, conservatives since the Buckley days have shown a markedly first-rate intelligence. But not because their ideas are supposedly incompatible, but because, thanks in part to fusionism, most conservatives have perceived sufficient common ground to be able to reason together and work together in public life as a movement, or if you prefer, as a coalition. Since the 1960s, fusionism, as a way of thinking and behaving prudently rather than a perfect theoretical synthesis, has been central to the American conservative quest for identity. It is my impression as a historian, however, that in more recent years, the fusionist impulse on the right has been losing some of its appeal, and that what I call movement consciousness among conservatives, that is, the sense that they are part of a larger movement or team, is weakening. It often seems that conservatives are subdividing into smaller and more contentious groupings. Time does not permit me to explore the reasons for this, but it appears that a contest is now underway for the mind and soul of American conservatism, raising the possibility of a dramatic reconfiguration of conservative identity and perhaps very different forms of fusionism in the years ahead. And that brings us to this panel, in which our two speakers will touch upon some of these issues in their own ways. Our first presenter is Gladden Papin, Assistant Professor of Politics at the University of Dallas, and the founding deputy editor of the quarterly journal American Affairs. The recipient of a PhD in government from Harvard, he is also a permanent research fellow and senior advisor at the Center for Ethics and Culture at the University of Notre Dame. Among his other affiliations are these. He is a director of Pro Civitate Dei in France and a member of the Osage Nation. He has published in such journals as Modern Age, First Things, the Intercollegiate Review, and Review of Politics. His research fields include the relationship of politics and technology and modern conservative thought. Of particular interest, I think, to this audience is his essay entitled The Anxieties of Conservatism in the founding issue of American Affairs last year. It is good to have Professor Pappin at our gathering, and I welcome him now to the podium.